Jerry Bader Show 1050. The after show video today. What you don't know about Japan, or maybe you do, but you probably don't. And Ray Kelly was right. How many of you know who Ray Kelly is? Jason, if I paid you $10,000, could you tell me who Ray Kelly is? Oh, he's thinking he knows. He's thinking. Look at you. You know, that's right. You know why you should know that? Because you're a big fan of Blue Bloods, and he's the template for Frank Reagan. Frank Reagan, Ray Kelly, Frank Reagan, Irish-American police commissioner. Yeah, exactly. Ray Kelly was right. We'll explain why in the after-show video. I said if. I didn't say I had a check for $10,000. Oh, I can write you a check for $10,000. That's all you need? You need a check for $10,000? I can write you that. You try cashing that bad boy. Well, it's cold. You could use it to light a fire. Other than that, okay. Headline at the Wall Street Journal website right now. Crimea Parliament sees ousted Ukraine, president issues defiant statement. Events pose challenge to young provisional government as it tries to consolidate control. Dozens of armed men took over parliament in a restive pro-Russia region of Ukraine on Thursday, and the ousted president issued a statement to stake his claim as the country's legitimate leader, posing serious challenges to the young provisional government as it tries to consolidate control. Ousted Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych made his first statement since Saturday in a statement provided to Russian news agencies in which he said he still considers himself the country's legitimate leader. Mr. Yanukovych, who last appeared, so on. The statement came hours after dozens of armed men took control of parliament and local government offices at the Ukrainian region of Crimea, barricading themselves inside and raising a Russian flag above the building. This also comes as Russia orders military drills. Vladimir Putin ordered surprise military exercises for 150,000 troops in Russia, including some based close to Ukraine, where protest leaders are scrambling to fill a political vacuum after the ouster of the president. The test of combat readiness applies to ground, air defense, and tank units, as well as Russia's northern and Baltic fleets. It's among the largest such exercises the country has undertaken in recent years and comes amid rising displeasure in Moscow with developments in Ukraine. Russia has had such exercises in the past as a cover for plans to take military action, such as days before the war with Georgia in 2008. But U.S. defense officials in Washington said, guess what? They saw nothing to suggest that Moscow was preparing for any offensive moves in this case. The U.S. military, likewise, hasn't made any force adjustments in response to the exercises. Just in case... America wouldn't know it or didn't get the clue, and they haven't. A Russian spy ship docked in Havana. A Russian warship was docked in Havana Harbor Wednesday. That's Cuba, by the way. Without explanation from communist Cuba or its state media, the Viktor Leonov CCB-175 boat was docked at the port of Havana's cruise ship area near the Russian Orthodox Cathedral. The Vishnya, or Meridian-class intelligence ship, has a crew of about 200, went into service in the Black Sea in 1988 before it was transferred 7 years later to the Northern Fleet, Russian media sources said. Neither Cuban authorities nor state media have mentioned the ship's visit, unlike previous tours by Russian warships. The former Soviet Union was Cuba's sponsor state through three, but you know all that. The ship is reportedly armed with 30-millimeter guns and anti-aircraft missiles. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw the military exercises coming. Why does the United States of America not want to recognize the threat that Russia is? I don't believe that Putin's going to let stand what happened in Ukraine. And the perception from the West seems to be, well, you know, it's just Ukraine. I mean, are we really going to go to war over Ukraine? They're not saying in that many words, but you have Susan Rice saying, well, you know, we don't want to see this through a Cold War prism. We're not going to look at this through a Cold War construct. Putin does. He does. He wants to refortify what was the Soviet bloc by pulling all of these satellite nations back under Moscow control. It's as though it, I understand the Cold War is 20 years ago. Plus, I get that. Actually, we're going on 25 years. We're getting closer to 25 years. I get that. But there are people in power old enough to remember what it was like, don't they? And Putin comes from Cold War Soviet Union ties. I mean, roots, really. How can they not see this? And by the way, this is another frustration with the 2012 election, how the media were able to just manipulate. Mitt Romney says that the Soviet Union might be the greatest national, or Soviet Union, look at me, Freudian slip. Russia might be, well, that, you know, that's a half, it's a Freudian slip, half truth is what it is. That Russia might be the most serious national security threat. And he's laughed at. He's mocked. He's ridiculed. Yeah? How stupid does that look now? Not very. And I defended him at the time that it wasn't a stupid thing at all. No, but you couldn't say that because it was politically incorrect, because Hillary Clinton said we are having a reset with Russia. No, we're not. We're having a recess. We're sitting out like idiots on the playground while Putin continues to refortify. Now, here's why they're not taken seriously. And I actually, honest to God, I read this somewhere. Jason, I'm not making this up. Well, other than a nuclear arsenal, they're not really much of a threat. I'm serious. They're not an economic threat. They're not otherwise a military threat. And they wouldn't go hit the big red button anyway. Yeah. Yeah, other than lightning speed and pulverizing punches, Muhammad Ali was nothing to worry about. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why? No fear. But that's here's the thing. They say there's nothing to fear, but they won't get in the ring. It's bizarre. And you wonder why there's a recent poll that a majority of Americans now believe President Obama doesn't have respect on the national stage. Why the hell should he? The president of Syria doesn't have to fear President Obama. Why does the president of Russia? Remember, just think about this. Remember how Khrushchev took Kennedy lightly? That is what led to the Cuban Missile Crisis, by the way. What Khrushchev never saw coming is what Kennedy had in him to stand up. And I disagree with conservatives who don't give Kennedy credit for that. I just think you're wrong. Now, I admit it was a crisis of his own making. I fully accept that. But when push came to shove, he shoved. Vladimir Putin has got to be confident that Barack Obama will not. This is all just stunning to me. It really is. All right, the after show video will cover two that I am not going to get to before 11 o'clock because it's 10, 58, and 26 seconds, 7, which means you are just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.